Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome. And I'm so glad that you are joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. I've got Sherry here. How you doing?
I am fantastic.
You are. She's on it today. I love that. And Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Very good.
Great and, Saturday.
Yeah. And Tom, how's it going?
Yeah, everything's great over here.
All right. Did you guys do trick or treat last night?
Yes, always. My kids are definitely still in that age, especially Aubrey at 7 and Cole at 12. They love the trick-or-treating.
Yeah, that was my favorite time. Now I got to wait for, like, grandchildren or, you know, I just like to answer the door to all the kids that I'm like.
So do I. I love passing out the candy.
Who are you? They're, like, all grown up and everything. It's so much fun. Anyways, well, I am so glad that you are starting your day and restarting your day here. I want to remind you of our early morning show from 6 to 7. I know that's early, but if you want something to kind of wake you up and start your day in a positive way, that is our show. We talk about the brighter side of all of our lives, and we are in the 805, so that's what it's all about. Today, we're going to be talking with Michelle Dudash, and she's the author of Clean Eating for Busy Families. I know we all get busy, but it's making those really good choices. Also, we're going to talk with Barbara Schmidt about the practice, simple tools for managing stress. We're kind of moving into the holidays, and sometimes that brings on a lot of other stress, and you know, we just need to, like, if we could kind of like what you do with reduce, if you can just get ahead of that and
yes.
You know, have it under control, kind of expect, okay, you know, relatives or people are going to have expectations, things like that, we can actually get through it a little bit better.
I love all the articles and magazines that say, okay, when the family comes to town, this is how to get through it. I think it's so funny because it shouldn't be that kind of a time. It should be a time to enjoy each other and, you know, enjoy good food, but it does bring a lot out so much stress in people.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is, and Sherry, again, I'm just going to throw it back to you because you're the therapist here. I'm the hair therapist, but the therapist is, we think that we could be ourselves around our family. Not really so much. I think it's almost like everybody lets their walls down and they just say it like it is, and it's sometimes hurtful.
And you're just talking about families, but what about people that are single?
Yeah.
This is a really hard time for them.
Yeah, that's
you know,
very
it can be
true.
A very lonely time. There's a lot of depression around the holidays.
Yeah, it's kind of over the edge.
It goes back to that perfectionism. Everything's, you know, the holidays have to be perfect.
Yeah.
And no, they do not.
There you go.
I know.
And
I would sometimes like to give people a script so they could just, like, behave the way I want them to. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, put a spell on everybody. Oh,
there was
God.
A movie
that,
like that.
Good.
And my
I
husband, when we watched it, he looked at me and he said, "Would you like to do that?" And I'm like, well, maybe just a little.
Oh, that is so, I love that. That's funny.
I sometimes have to remember to enjoy the holiday because I love, this sounds crazy, I love to polish my silver and for days, I know that's crazy, but I do. I've always done it growing up too, but I have to stop and remember, okay, now Thanksgiving's here, I have to enjoy it. It's not like an event that I've put on for people I don't know.
Well, we've been going out to dinner the last few years. And I mean, I know that doesn't sound, you know, as homey, but it's really very nice because you don't have to worry about a thing. You just show up and
you get to
eat your food.
You get be waited
get all
on.
Dressed up.
I was
and
just
going
to say, I hate to say that, but you can, like, it's all about what you're going to wear and how you're going to look. And I think that would be really fun too.
It's fantastic. I have
I
to tell you. And of course, I would be the one that would be going out to dinner for the holidays because,
well,
I don't cook.
You don't cook, yeah.
Really.
Well, okay. And then also Danica, and I want to get her name right, Salvaggio. And I am involved in Bags, Bling, and Bubbly, and that is for the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura County. And so I'm hoping that we could get everybody out there involved. It's a luncheon. It's going to be so much fun and always goes to a great cause. So I'm excited for that. Well, God, we've got lots of things that we're doing here. One, I want to talk about the blue and the gray, and that is the largest and grandest Civil War battle reenactment west of Mississippi, and that is November 8th and 9th. And that, it has a new location. It's adjacent to Moore Park College. And so it's right off of Collins Drive, and you follow the sign. So I definitely, we have tickets for that. And that is, all you have to do is call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Tom, do you want to tell us all the other things that we have that we're giving away?
Yes, we have a lot of great stuff here. Let's roll with... Rubicon Theater's Two Pianos, Four Hands. You have seen this terrific piano music and also a great sense of humor with this show. Ojai Film Festival, November 6th through the 10th. A four-pack ticket package there, so that's nice. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, one of my favorites, especially with the amazing automobiles. And that is going to run all the way up from October. Well, it started late October here, and it's going to go through May 1st. So that's a really long run for
That is a really
Library.
Long time.
Yeah.
It's cars are going to even be more classic at the end of that run.
That's right.
That's quite a loop. And the $25 gift card for Bombay Bar and Grill.
There you go. And I did want to do a shout out. In fact, today they are having, let me get it back on here. We announced it on our morning show. Why don't you announce that one right there too?
Well, I'm inviting everyone to join me on Sunday, November 2nd. That's tomorrow at the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. It's a canine event to fight cancer, so you can bring your dog out. And I encourage everyone to go out there. You can still register at www.relayforlife.org. And it's going to be a great event. People will have their animals out there and looking for ways to fight cancer and also to remember those who have not been able to fight the disease.
Oh, there you go. Another one over at Bombay Bar and Grill off of California Street, and that is today. You can still get in there. And this is Nobody Fights Alone, and this is Dex for Dawn and Damien, and nearly 40 artists are going to be working on custom decks over there. And they've got an art show that is from 12 to 9, 12 to 3 is the car show, and live music from 1 to 9. There's going to be lots of things over there. Another great cause that we want to invite you to. Danica just joined us in the studio right now. Danica, please help me with your last name. I think I kind of batched it up, but...
yeah, no problem. It's Danica Salvaggio.
Salvaggio.
Very Italian.
Okay, you think that I would say it really good Italian, but I'm sorry. So anyways, so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited to be a part of Bags, Bling, and Bubbly and for the Big Brothers and Big Sisters this year.
Yeah, we're excited to have you there.
Yeah,
it's going to be a fun
time.
You
have your bling on, as I can see.
That's right. Got a blingy shirt today.
Blingy shirt. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back, but I'd love everybody, please give the date so they could at least write it down on their calendar.
Sure. Bags, Bling, and Bubbly this year is going to be on November 7th. That's a Friday. Doors open at 11 a.m. And we just actually sold out yesterday.
Oh.
But we do have a wait list in case any seats do open up. So if people are interested, they should still call in or check out the website, bbsvc.org.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, I think we have our first guest on, and we're going to be talking about clean eating for busy families. And Michelle, are you there? No, let's
there.
See. Oh, you are there. Very cool. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a registered dietitian, and of course I have my book, Clean Eating for Busy Families. I'm a mom. I have a five-year-old, and she was actually a little toddler, little baby when I started working on the book. And then I have a one-year-old now, so I have extra fun.
Yes, there you go. And probably less time, right?
Less time. It's all about efficiency these days.
Yeah, I have four, and trust me, I remember I was actually going to write a book. I still need to write that book for other moms, but, you know, it was like when my kids were like, Mom, I'm hungry, I felt like I had like less than 5 seconds to get them something out. You know, it was like, okay, what can I find in my cupboard and, you know, put it together. And I love that you've made it all about clean eating. We were just talking about that through the holidays right now. So many of us, you know, I was at a couple parties this last week, and you know, it's like, oh, do I pick the trick-or-treat candy or do I pick, you know, the carrots and celery and some dip? You know, you have to make conscious, good decisions.
Yeah, you sure do. And, yeah, I know it's funny. Every year I've gone from, like, the natural Cocoa Krispie treat to little cracker packs to, you know, it kind of changes every year depending on what I'm into, what I happen to find at the store.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, though, my husband still insists, after I buy all the, you know, healthier items, he still insists on buying, of course, the full-size candy bars. It's like his...
okay.
So
that's
we have
funny.
Something for everyone at our house.
I like it.
About looking... I don't take it to extremes because you don't want to end up looking like the witch. You want to keep it fun still. So I think, you know, a mix of stickers, a mix of, you know, I also asked my daughter, what makes her excited? That's the ultimate litmus test, I guess, for what I end up handing out every year.
There you go. So tell us about your book. And again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And we've got a full studio here. I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock every Saturday morning from 6 to 7. We start you off in The Brighter Side of the 805, starting your day in a positive way. And so we're talking right now with Michelle Dudash, clean eating for our busy families. I love it.
Yeah, I actually came up with the idea. I have a background in fine dining cooking. So I was a private chef. I cooked in a 5-star restaurant. But then after I had my first daughter, I realized my cooking style had to change. I was going to be doing piles of dishes at the end of the day. I needed it to be simple, just not too many ingredients, easy to find ingredients, no more shopping at 3 different grocery stores. And that's how I came up with the idea. And of course, everyone I knew was asking me to write a cookbook for busy families. So it kind of just went from there. So what I did, I took a lot of my favorite recipes, but I tailored them to my new busy mom lifestyle. So the book is over 110 recipes. It's full color. It has beautiful mouth-watering pictures in it. And it's kind of like my greatest hit. You know, it's a lot of the recipes you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. It's popular ingredients, of course. We're always looking for chicken recipes. There's appetizer recipes. There's dessert recipes you can bring to
right.
parties.
So I like it. And are they're pretty fairly easy? Sherry's
looking
at it. Oh,
definitely.
Okay,
and,
good.
You know, they sure are. So
yeah, Michelle, I just looked at you're right. Your cover is very inviting. It definitely makes you want to cook clean for your family. But I was looking at you have a recipe in there for deviled eggs. And
yeah.
I always forget that is such a great snack food because it's healthy. I mean, an egg provides so much protein. And I have two boys, so I'm always looking for something that is filling, provides protein that they'll eat, especially on the go.
Mm-hmm.
And now, for some reason, they will not eat hard-boiled eggs, but a deviled egg is
always... They will?
They will. Isn't that funny?
You tricked them. They don't get it.
I don't know why, but they will definitely eat deviled eggs.
So what's in your deviled egg?
Well, I have... It's so funny. I have so many different deviled egg recipes, but the one that ended up in the book is it's a roasted bell pepper that you puree in the egg yolk. So it has this beautiful kind of a reddish, pinkish hue, and then it has some Southwest seasoning. And there's a little Greek yogurt in there.
Oh,
so it's
my
got some
God.
Tang.
Sounds really good.
That is very healthy.
Yeah.
They really are. They're packed with protein, as you mentioned, and they're really satisfying. So their kids love them. Adults love them. Everybody does.
You know, we have some restaurants locally, I think, opening up that are gluten-free. Mm-hmm. So is there some gluten-free recipes in there as well?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Anything from tacos, of course, you know, using gluten-free tortillas, to stir fries, while I do incorporate wheat in recipes, I have probably just as many gluten-free recipes.
Yeah, I'm looking at this one in your book. It's called Buckwheat Noodle Bowl with edamame and ginger. It almost kind of reminds me. I know you guys, I don't know if you can go back to this, but remember SpaghettiOs?
I'm embarrassed to say my kids do love those.
They still, yeah,
my kids do. I know they
used to love that. It's just a simple tomato sauce with noodles. But what is in this one?
Oh, I love this recipe.
Oh my God!
So this, one of the best, because I love it. Okay, who doesn't love takeout? Chinese takeout. I'm a big
fan,
of course. But it can be really high in sodium. And this one, I really load up with veggies. So I take buckwheat noodles, which you can find in most grocery stores now.
Now, what is the difference between buckwheat? What makes some buckwheat?
Well, it's actually made, so buckwheat, it's kind of funny. Buckwheat is a grain, but it actually doesn't have gluten in it. Some of these types of noodles have gluten in them. But it's just a certain type of grain. So they have kind of a comforting taste. They're a little darker in color. But the shape of them is, it looks kind of like thin fettuccine.
Oh, okay.
By the way, I recently had quinoa.
I love quinoa.
Noodles. Yeah, quinoa noodles. Yeah. Oh, wow. Was that good?
Yeah, they're very good. Now, so I was thinking, and maybe you can actually answer this. When you have quinoa noodles, is that healthier? Does it not have flour in it? What's the difference?
Well, quinoa is a really healthy grain. It's
gluten-free. Yeah.
It's packed with, it has a higher amount of protein in it.
Right, protein.
And so really, in my thought is, it's good to get a variety of grains because they all provide you with different nutrients. Some are higher in protein, some are higher in iron, some have more fiber. So in my house, I would say I use mostly, it's the whole, you know, whole wheat, like Brilla Plus is one brand that my whole family loves. But I'll also mix in different types of pasta too.
Mm. My kids, go ahead, Sherry.
No, just the advantage of whole wheat versus, let's say, a regular spaghetti. What is the advantage?
Well, you're going to get more protein, you'll get more fiber, you'll get more iron, and it's a whole grain. And whole grains, they're known for disease prevention, like reducing your risk for certain types of cancers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely worth using a whole grain.
Fiber helps keep you fuller longer, so that's always a good thing, right?
Right.
My kids were a little afraid of whole grain pasta in the beginning because I'd always used regular pasta. So if it looks different, the kids won't eat it. So I slowly added more and more of the whole grain pasta to
just a little bit in there.
You're so tricky,
and then
Jennifer.
After a while they ate it. They didn't notice it.
Great. Hey, that's awesome. That's great.
And
it's all about transitioning them whatever way works best for your family.
Right.
Well, I love buckwheat noodle bowl. Give us that really quick so that our listeners can get a chance to see this.
Yeah, so basically what you do, you take some shredded carrots, you saute them in a big pot with some scallions and some fresh ginger, some garlic, and then you just add in a box of broth, vegetable broth, you toss in the noodles, and then you just bring it to a simmer, and then you throw in some frozen edamame, like, you know, those little young green soybeans, and you get a lot of extra protein. If you have some nori, basically that's the seaweed that you'd make with sushi, you could leave that out if you don't have any, and then you stir in some soy sauce. And it's just a really complete meal. It's ready in 30 minutes. It's got a beautiful color. It has the green popping from the edamame. And it's delicious. It's leftovers. I just love it.
Wow. Now, I love your little recipe notes or go green or go clean. Talk to us about that.
Yes, this throughout the book, because, again, I know, it's not even just families that are busy. We're all busy, whether you have a family still living at home or not. So I incorporate the ways for you to clean up your diet, go clean, throughout the book rather than having to commit to reading a whole introductory section of the book. So any recipe you're using while you're waiting for those carrots to stir fry, you can read one of the sidebars and learn about other ways you can clean up your diet.
So Michelle, this is Sherry Gaba. I have a question. We are asking our guests, we always ask our guests, what is it that... what was the transformational moment that made you decide to write a book?
Yeah, that really took you into the brighter side.
Yeah, well, I always kind of knew I wanted to write a book. It was the topic and really just that big push. So that was after I had the baby. I literally was so overwhelmed with the thought of making dinner when I had the baby. But one day I just tossed everything. I took my curry recipe and tossed it all into the crock pot instead of the usual arduous process that I would do. And it turned out great. And I literally wrote the book idea on a post-it note. I stuck it on the fridge, and then I just started writing and writing on paper. And finally, I had enough put together where I wrote a book proposal and then, of course, got an agent, and then it turned into a book.
What was the inspirational moment? What inspired you?
I think I want to help moms. I mean, I want to help busy people because I know how eating clean and eating healthier can be. It's definitely doable, even if you're really busy. So I wanted to educate moms and other parents how they could do it too and how to break it down into doable steps so they could make the turn for a healthier diet as well.
So are all of these your own recipes? Or are they recipes that you've collected and maybe, kind of changed a little bit? Or are they somebody else's recipes?
These are all original recipes of mine. Now, while some, for example, some like that edamame bowl, I just came up with a noodle bowl from total scratch. But then there might be another recipe. Let's say dessert. I rely on, I'll look maybe at like Moosewood Cookbook, which is a great cookbook. So for some inspiration with baking, basic formulas. But I find ways, even then to make it cleaner, to use healthier ingredients, or maybe to even simplify steps. A lot of times I'll taste something that's amazing at a restaurant, but I know how chefs cook.
Right.
There's an easy way to do things, and there's the chef's way to do things.
Well, Michelle, I'm looking for your cookbook, and definitely a lot of these recipes, they look like normal food. You could tell your family, oh, no, they wouldn't immediately assume that we're now all eating healthy, but it looks like stuff that they have every day.
Oh, definitely. Like chicken tenders, for example. Who doesn't love a good chicken tender? But my chicken tenders, I take some crushed up pecans. I use whole wheat panko breadcrumbs. Put a bunch of dried seasonings, you know, the type that you can have in your pantry to add flavor, and put it with a yummy Greek yogurt dip.
Oh, so yum. Michelle, you put your own spin. I love that.
Where do
we find your book?
You can find my book. You can check out my website at michelledudash.com. Of course, my book is also on Amazon and pretty much everywhere books are sold.
And this is your first book, right?
This is my
all right.
First book,
congratulations.
Yes.
And thank you so much for sharing it with us. Love to follow you and have you keep in touch with us.
Sounds great.
You
Thanks
got
so
it.
Much, everybody.
All right. Thank you. All right. Our next guest, Barb Schmidt, is going to be joining us, The Practice. And I'd love to give out something right now. We've got the Ojai Film Festival that's coming up, and that's November 6th through the 10th. And we've got tickets for that. It's going to be really fun. She was on our show last week, but not only that, there's going to be a lot of the 805 producers that are, you know, it's basically like all the Hollywood producers are coming to Ojai. So I'd love you to join us there. Again, Ojai Film Festival. If you are interested in going, give us a call at 805-419-0008. And let's move right on in to our next guest. And Barb Schmidt is her name. Barb, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a 57-year-old mother of a beautiful daughter and wife of a phenomenal husband, and I've been 30 years on a deep spiritual path. I'm a spiritual teacher, a philanthropist, a businesswoman, and it's my mission and my passion, stepping into my purpose in life of helping people find their inner strength, wisdom, compassion, love, and their ability to live the life that they've always dreamed of.
Wow, I love it. And now some of the people that you've actually studied with and worked with are?
Deepak Chopra, Thich Nhat Hanh, Pema Chodron, Marianne Williamson, Scott Peck back in the day when he was out and about with The Road Less Traveled. Now, that really kind of dates me. So.
Yeah, I was just going to say, but amazing book and person. So tell us a little bit about your book. I love that it's like little short, you kind of have some short stories in there, right?
Yes. You know, it's a, I've been doing this for 30 years, as I said, and I've really been teaching for the past 12 to 13 years. And what it is, it's my practice. So I call it a guidebook or a framework for life or a recipe book. It's meant for you to take and look at these tools and none of these are new. A lot of these truths are the things that I've learned along the way in the past 30 years with the teachers that we've mentioned that I've worked with. And I've tweaked them and I've looked at how can I sustain a sort of practice that really helps me connect inward so that I can live my most magnificent life outward, so that I'm not at the mercy of the external world, and so that I feel strong and connected and can handle anything that's coming my way, but really deeply connect and live the life that I really choose and want to live.
Wow.
So that's the premise.
Yeah.
So I have a question, Barb. This is Sherry Gaba. I'm a therapist. I'm also with a SOBA treatment center in Malibu. My book is actually with the same publisher that yours is.
Oh, HCI. Wonderful.
Yeah. So what is it? What was the pivotal moment in your life? You know, we're all about
the brighter side.
Yeah. And so what was that pivotal moment when you actually made the transition to your brighter side?
Well, sir, it's such a joy to be here today because 30 years ago tomorrow, 1984, October 31st, I checked into a treatment center for my bulimia. I had been suffering from bulimia for about 6 or 7 years. Very successful businesswoman, owned 4 McDonald's restaurants at this time. I was 28 years old.
Wow.
And woke up that morning and said, I can't go on anymore. I can't live this way anymore. And told my husband at the time, he came home and I said, honey, I'm checking myself into the Naples Research Center over in Research and Counseling Center over in Naples, Florida. And I drove over the next day and checked myself in for a 6-week stay. And that was the real oh my gosh, real pivoting moment. Once I got into treatment, those 6 weeks changed my life.
Yeah, we've had almost like an oh my gosh moment.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you hear those stories of I got down on my knees and just hit rock bottom and couldn't live this way anymore. That's exactly it. I was
when you
get
say
out of
live
bed,
this
I
way, was
decided,
it yeah. just the bulimia or was it just your lifestyle
stress?
The bulimia. I think personally, I think what happens is if you are a bulimic, and I'm not. I was never a drug or an alcohol, so I can't relate to that in terms of what it does to your body. But I'm guessing it does the same thing. But bulimia wreaks havoc on the inside of your body, so you lose your energy, you lose your strength, and it really messes with your mind and your will and your desire. And coupled with the fact that I had very low self-esteem, I had very low opinion of myself. So I wouldn't say that I was depressed. But I was desperate to not live this way anymore. I just felt like I can't go one more minute living life this way.
Yeah, we've had a lot of conversation on the show today about body image. Do you have any mm-hmm. thoughts about that?
Oh, my goodness, yes. You know, I would look in the mirror and see just a fat, unworthy, unlikable person, no matter what I was wearing, no matter what I looked like, no matter how thin I was. I had terrible body image, and I felt that the scale in the mirror is what mattered most. I wasn't connected inside. Bulimia really is all about stuffing your feelings down so that you don't have to feel, so that you don't have to be connected to your feelings. So I had no idea what I really felt. I just knew that I felt unworthy and unloved, and it didn't really matter.
So it's a disconnection from your authentic self, really.
Completely. And I felt like a fake. I think, you know, you asked me about what did I feel. In that moment, I remember thinking, I can't go on anymore.
Faking.
I can't go on lying anymore, because I felt like I was very successful, very good at what I was doing, and I would always say to myself, if people really knew who you were, Barbara.
Oh, yeah, that's a
really
common
knew.
Thing that addicts will say.
Yes, if they knew the real me,
yeah.
they
if
would
they
really
knew
real
what's
me.
Going on here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
wow.
So it all got to be too much, and I said, I can't do this anymore, and thank God for the article in the newspaper that day.
Unbelievable. You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. One, I'm so grateful that you're all here with us. There's many choices out there. And I thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. We're talking right now with Barb Schmidt. We're talking about the practice, but we're not only talking about the practice. And I love that you put it, it's your practice and you're sharing your journey with us. One, congratulations for, I call it closing your eyes and looking inside, because so many of us go through our life and we never get to that realization that you said, how many years ago?
Hello?
Barbara, how many years ago?
Oh, 30. I'm sorry.
30.
Yeah, 30 years ago, tomorrow,
yeah,
October
yeah.
31st, 1984.
You know, was there somebody that you could confide in, or did you feel alone?
You know, I was in therapy, obviously, in treatment. I was in group therapy. I was in individual therapy. And I have to really, I would love to go wonder if the gentleman that ran that center is still alive, because I have to say he was a brilliant human being. We had so much therapy. We had so much together time in so many ways of exercising and meditating and talking personally and bonding that I left treatment continuing my therapy for a really long time. I had a lot of trauma as a child, and so I continued therapy a lot. I stayed in group therapy. I found some counseling centers that offer group therapy, and in connection with that, I was on my spiritual path. I really took that 11th step of AA so incredibly deeply and seriously to deepen my conscious contact of God as I understand him or her, and I really felt like that was my connection. I needed to continue to deepen that connection within so that I can continue to get stronger and stronger, knowing how powerful and really how capable and loving and good that I am. It really transformed my opinion of myself. And that's the whole thing. Once I started liking myself, getting rid of all of my stuff, and then started really liking myself and really feeling good about myself, and I was healthy and I was eating really well, it just all follows.
So,
one
Barb,
after the other.
Anybody that's relating and resonating with your story right now, what would you tell them? What is the one piece of information that you would tell them?
First of all, no matter what your mind tells you, you are magnificent. You are wonderful. And I know that the mind is telling you that you're not, and the mind is saying all these things. But don't listen to it. So I know that that's easier said than done. And then second of all, I would say, don't be afraid, be courageous, and go get help. There is help out there, and if you don't like a person that you're with the first 5 minutes or half an hour, go find someone else. There are so many amazing therapists out there, psychologists out there. Find someone that you can truly connect with and get help.
I love
and
it.
And then use that as your connection or your lifeline then to continue to deepen and strengthen yourself. As you start strengthening yourself, you start knowing then what's right for me and what's wrong for me. And then you ultimately, as I am 30 years later, you become your own teacher. You don't forget.
You know, Barb, this is Jennifer, and I was looking through your book, and it seems like we're all so busy today. Mm-hmm. If we took a little bit of time to really work on ourselves, to see how we're feeling and what makes us happy, we would be able to be happier. You know, we are so busy, we don't always have time to do for ourselves like we do for other people.
We put ourselves on the list. Yeah.
And so how do we expect to live a great, balanced, not so stressed life? It's just impossible. We're actually asking ourselves to do things that we absolutely cannot do. So we have to find some minutes here and some minutes there, and we all have that. It's just the mind telling us that we don't have the time to do it.
Well, I love what Jack Canfield talks about in the morning: 15 minutes of meditation, 15 minutes of exercise, 15 minutes of journaling.
Right.
You know, if everybody could do that, I think you could start your day off really powerful.
Yeah, and I am going to add to that is something that I've always talked about on our show is we all have these amazing long lists of all these expectations and things that we do. But if we really shoot it down to almost like a little post-it note and put four on them, four things that we have to do and one thing that we've really been putting off, I think it'll simplify our life, and it's not so big of a, you know.
And not take so much on. There are tons of other people that will volunteer to do it.
Yeah.
Very true.
I'm just curious, Barb, did you continue on with your business journey? Did you continue on with your McDonald's franchises and so forth?
I got divorced in 1988 and then stayed single with my daughter for 4 years and then got remarried in 92 and then sold my restaurants in 1996. That part of my life, you know, when you get connected with you and you really know what's the next step in your life, you truly, you know, Carolyn Mace, the medical intuitive, I've been on many retreats with her. She says, we're all intuitive. We all know what we need and what we want and how to live. So just one morning out of meditation, I thought, you know what, I don't need to do this anymore. I've done the McDonald's. I've done the work. It's time for me to sell these and move on. So in 1996, I sold my restaurants and have devoted all of my time and practice into doing outreach programs at the local university for the community on meditation and these spiritual practices that I've written about in the book.
I love it, Barb. Thank you so much for sharing your journey here. Where do we find your book?
Find the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and most likely at your local bookstore, but Amazon.com. And it's been very, very rewarding, and it's been an honor and real privilege to talk with you, especially about the journey of addiction, because I'm really passionate about that there is help and there is a way out, and I'm walking living proof that you can transform your life into the life that you really truly want to live.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter
Thank
Side.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Well, we are going to take a really quick break, and we're going to give some things away. When we come back, we're going to talk with Danica, and we are going to be talking about bags, bling, and bubbly, and that is from the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura County. It's a luncheon, but it is going to be so much fun. I guess you just said we're sold out. We did such a great job. All those wonderful ladies that, you know, volunteer all their time.
Yeah.
But there is a waiting list, right?
There is a waiting list, and I really want to encourage people to check it out if it's something that they're interested in. Because
give out that waiting list.
Yeah.
Give out the website.
Oh, bbsvc.org, or you can call 805-484-2282.
You got it. All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to find out all about that date and what it goes to and how all of you can be a part of it and help out with that. I do want to mention also tonight is Dark Heart of Poe, and that's over at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. Go over there, check it out. It's going to be amazing. Kind of like that Halloween season, and keep it in the spirit for the whole weekend. Also, I'd love to give some tickets away for Eddie Money at the Canyon. That's Friday, November 7th at 9 p.m. 805-419-0008 is the number to get your tickets. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and somebody from the Kim Pagano Show team will get back with you.
Join us on December 11th, 2014 for a Winter Wonderland holiday extravaganza to benefit Give Kids the World and the Kiwanis Foundation of Thousand Oaks from 6 p.m. till midnight. The event will include a holiday buffet, dancing, DJ, raffles, and a silent auction. Bring your office for a truly memorable event this holiday season. Please call Rosemary Barney to purchase your ticket or a table today at 818-707-1220 extension 619. Visit www.2kiwanis.org for more information. Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
The kids are back in school, and now you have a little extra time to get back in shape. Reduce Medical Weight Control Center can help you get back on track. If you're anything like me, you are running from one place to another, getting kids to and from school and practice, or you're at work all day and just need some help to jumpstart your weight loss program. Reduce is a proven weight loss program with personal care from a licensed medical staff. It's fast, safe, and affordable. Only $100 per month, no contracts, no fees, and my favorite part, no food to buy. Call today and set your appointment to see if Reduce is right for you. The number is 805-375-4150. Just an initial appointment to make sure Reduce is right for you, and then they will help you make sure you stay on track with your weight loss goals. Call today, 805-375-4150. That's 805-375-4150, located in Newberry Park, just off the 101 freeway at Wendy Drive. Remember, it's not about being skinny, it's about being healthy. Call Reduce today, 805-375-4150.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone.
I was going to say, I have my signature dishes.
What are your signature dishes?
I can make like a spinach cheese type quiche salad sort of thing. Oh, I can make a pasta salad, an artichoke. I have my little, you know, if you invite me to your party, I promise I'll cook you something.
You'll why don't you just buy it?
I'd rather have a really great hostess present. If you want to know the truth.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
I don't trust my cooking, Jennifer.
No, that's my That's my favorite.
Do you like your?
My favorite part of a
party.
She
just set us up. Do you realize that?
Is it? So that's right. Is
it
the end of the night when everyone's gone? And
do you do all your friends get you hostess gifts?
Usually, we get each other stuff. Like we'll give each other little hostess presents. And
what are some of your gifts?
Stuff, you know, maybe something from William Sonoma, like a tea towel or like
a zester.
A zester.
I got a zester.
A zester. Yeah. You know, stuff that maybe like it's fun to always have new napkins, like all that kind of stuff. But I do. I love at the end of the night to eat the food that's been put away by myself and open up all the hostess presents. It's like
she's
my absolute favorite
time.
Giving
us her secrets right now.
I do. I love that.
Party, now we know.
That's right.
Yeah. I love that too. I love like, you know, new, I just love little knick-knack things, right?
So do I,
yeah.
Yes.
Kitchen.
But
what started us with this conversation is just not feeling guilty about not being Martha Stewart.
Yeah. There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Absolutely. That'd be like me feeling guilty every day for not wanting to work out. That's just not what I want
to
do.
I laugh because, and we got to talk to our guests here, but my mother has 18 karat gold silverware that she will be passing down to me.
Oh, now like, see, that excites me.
Like, that excites okay, Mom, me where too. Would you like me to serve?
But you know what? That's interesting.
I will
interesting.
Store it for you, Sherry.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You know what's funny is a lot of the younger generation really do not care about stuff like that. I'm surprised that you.
I love silver. I love
so
all
do
that
I.
Stuff.
I have every. Mm-hmm. It's all wrapped.
I could host
up.
A wedding it's at like, my house.
Yeah, so
I
could
probably
I.
Could, yeah.
Oh,
I
we could do a good. Okay, yeah. we gotta. Okay.
I'm glad that I have the other side. The other side of the brighter side.
There you go. There you go. Well, I do want to welcome everyone again, Danica, and I'm not going to mess your name up again, but can you say it?
Sure. Danica Salvaggio.
Salvaggio. I love that. And she is here because we are all involved in the Bags, Bling, and Bubbly, and I'm so excited. Big Brothers and Big Sisters are having their Ventura County. It's over at, tell us all about it. I'm excited to be a part of that.
It's our sixth annual Champagne Luncheon. It's very much for the ladies. Men are, of course, invited too, but it's really girl
are men
time.
Coming?
We have a couple of guys brave enough to
those
venture
brave
on
brave men
yeah,
out there. I
not?
Love it. Okay.
And it's going to be at Spanish Hills Country Club this year. This is the first time we're having it at Spanish Hills. We're so excited. Such a beautiful,
beautiful
venue.
Yeah.
And we're a week out. It's going to be on November 7th.
There you
Friday.
Go.
Doors open at 11 a.m. And I mentioned, we are sold out. But
that's
we
so
definitely want to encourage everybody, you know, if you're interested, call, get on the wait list. Because you never know. We might have a little bit of space open up at the end there.
What are we going to do that day?
We're going to be celebrating all things purses, all things bags. We're going to have designer purses, vintage purses. We're going to be celebrating all things sparkly, all things jewelry, and, of course, all things bubbly. We're going to have a lot of selections there for people to choose from. So.
There you go. So tell us about your organization and tell us what it stands for and what you guys do.
We're the area's only one-to-one mentoring organization. So we go out into the community and we meet kids who, you know, it might be a poor socioeconomic situation. It might just be that they're reaching out for someone to talk to. Maybe they're falling behind in class. And we match those kids with adult mentors in the community.
Isn't that a great idea?
It's fantastic.
Is it also big sisters? Because my daughter actually had a big sister, and I can share that story.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
It was an incredible story. I mean, I worked. I was a single mom from the time she was a year old. Didn't really want a big brother, although I could have gone that route too. Had a big sister come. And for a couple of years, I mean, she would do things with my daughter that I might not necessarily have time or desire to do, like bake cookies.
You know, oh my God.
But I mean, but it was really great. And she had this great experience with her.
My uncle had a little brother, and so he was a big brother. And it was funny because he really became a part of our family. We took him places. We teased him. He did things that we all did.
He felt what he needed to, that he didn't get at home.
I think his father was not in the picture, so he needed that male influence. But I think it was fun for us, and I think he got a lot out of it as well.
It takes a community, you know.
Often
these come from broken homes. Or,
yes.
You know.
And, you know, sometimes, I mean, being a parent is a very special role. Being a teacher is a very special role, but sometimes kids need somebody else to talk to outside of those roles.
And they don't always
within
have family.
Their peer, is it, so it's not within really their age group. It's older.
We have all age ranges for our mentors.
So what is the oldest child that could come?
We accept children into the program up to 16, sometimes 17 years of age, depending on the situation. We take every case on a case-by-case basis. But once the child turns 18, technically they're an adult, you know.
And so they don't get...
They may keep the relationship.
Exactly.
Going.
We always put in quotes, age out of the program. But our goal is to hopefully have nobody ever age out of the program. We want these relationships to continue. We want these friendships to last a lifetime.
Danica, if you had a child that really needed somebody, how would they go about in your organization? How does that work?
If a child wanted to be enrolled in our program,
does a child come to you, or does the parents? Because that's a big thing. Some children don't even know they need that.
Right, exactly. You know, we get a lot of phone calls from parents. Sometimes children are referred to us through the court system. Sometimes they're referred to us through school. But we have had kids run up to us and say, "I want a big brother. I want a big sister." And it's just the most heartwarming thing you've ever seen. We only accept kids into our program if they really want to be a part of it.
Right.
We're not going to force anybody to get involved in this sort of relationship.
Out with coming up with ideas of what to do with the kids? Because let's say I thought I might want to do this. All of a sudden, this sounds really cool to me, to give back.
It's a lot of fun. And we are constantly there, 24/7, able to help walk you through the relationship as it develops. And one thing that I do, I actually create group activities for the bigs and the littles to do together.
Danica's got the fun job.
Yeah,
over
I got
here.
The fun job. I get to go play.
You have to give me your card before we leave. Oh, yeah. I'm curious.
Yeah. So what are some of the activities?
Some of the group activities that we've done this year, we had a table at Paint Ventura earlier this spring, and we had a creative station where people could just come in, and not just bigs and littles, but the public as well, if they wanted to come and see what we were all about, come and just make art and get creative. We had a ton of different supplies that they could use, just something that they could take home and, you know, say that I made this, I did this. We had a big and little camp out over the summer. We've done all sorts of things. We've done hiking, we've done yoga classes. Coming up in November, we're going to be doing like an auto mechanic workshop for teens. So
all
across the spectrum, all sorts of fun things.
So when you say, I'm thinking of my younger son, okay, but he is 18. Mm-hmm. And so would he not be available to, or could he give back?
Yeah, absolutely. We have opportunities for all ages. For mentors, the youngest you have to be a community-based mentor, which is when you're engaging with the child, you know, you going off and driving off to the beach together or going off and doing a hike or something. You have to be at least 21 years old.
Okay.
Now, we also have a lunch buddies program where all of the interaction takes place at the child's elementary school during their lunch recess. And for that, you only have to be 18 years old. And anybody who's, you know, still in high school or even middle school, we're always looking for volunteers to come help in activities.
What would you be doing during that lunch recess?
Going and playing and having fun. We also encourage them to, like, you know, get together, maybe play a board game, read a book together, or maybe just sit and chat and catch up on how school's
going. See, to me, that might be kind of, you know, I'm not sure if they would be embarrassed to have, you know, what's your thought on that?
You know, that's a question that I actually get quite often.
Do you?
Yeah, honestly, we've never had that problem. There's really a source of pride you could see in these kids when their big comes to spend lunch with them on campus.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Could you request like an adolescent girl, let's say? Let's say I wanted to really make a difference in an adolescent, because that to me is such a pivotal time.
Right. Yeah.
Would you be able to do that?
Absolutely. During the interview process for our bigs when we're recruiting them.
Sherry, I'm thinking, okay, this just came to me. You could take a cooking class all over again and get rid of all that stuff that you're serious.
But like, really, how fascinating would that be to a young girl who doesn't see all of the world to hear about Sherry and her radio shows?
Yeah,
and all the different things that she does, that you're such an empowered woman.
Well, you know, I did, we had a best day over in Ventura where we worked with special needs kids, and I have to be honest, you know, I've been a little bit in survivor mode most of my life, but that was such an amazing day working with these special needs kids. So I've been kind of thinking, what can I do that's volunteer oriented? And a lot of my clients even ask me, you know, yeah, I should really get out of myself and do service.
Right.
So this is such a great opportunity.
Yeah,
for
this is what I mean. There's a, you know, actually, you guys came to me, and I love that, because there's things that we can do that we can reach back and help and stand for.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Thank you for asking us to be a part of this.
And I think everybody needs that special person to listen to. I have an aunt, and I've always been very close to her, and she would never say, "Oh my gosh, your mom really is terrible." But she would listen to everything that I said. And I think everybody needs that sounding board. You know, of course, my mom wasn't terrible. I was a teenager. But you kind of need someone to tell all that to so that you just can get it all off your chest.
Right. Everybody needs that. You're
well, single
right.
parents don't always have a lot of time to give to their kids. And I'm going to assume a lot of these kids come from single parent families.
We do. We get a lot of kids from low income families,
right,
kinship care, across the board. But, you know, to answer your previous question, when we're bringing mentors into the program, you know, we really go in depth as to what you want to get out of it. What are your goals too? Not just the child's goals, which are also important.
It's a two-way street. It's a win-win. Love that. Yeah. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. One, I'm so glad that you are here starting your day and restarting your day. I do want to remind you of our 6 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KBTA. Also, you can hear all of our shows, all of our back shows, all of our shows that we've had, you know, from way back when all the way to today on KimPaganoShow.com, also on iTunes, are all downloaded there. And we post them everywhere. We've got a newsletter that reaches about 4,000 people. And I would love, if you're interested in finding out what's going on throughout the 805, just give us a call and say, I want a newsletter at 805-419-0008. Now, tell us about the $5,000 cash in prize. Also, I do want to remind you, just as if you're just tuning in, that we're talking with Danica Salvaggio. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
All right. And we're talking about Bags, Bling, and Bubbly. And this is this amazing event that's coming up right here next week. And it's Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Ventura County, and how you can be a part of this. I mean, really, just hearing all the things. It's a win-win. Anybody, you could almost really have your childhood, you know, or your kidhood over again.
Yeah, you could learn to cook together.
Yeah, that's what I'm serious. I think it's a great thing.
You know, what inspires me is that being the single mom and being so busy, I wasn't always as present as I would have liked to have been.
I think this really goes across the board.
I mean, absolutely. And I just think having that moment with a child, I think would be just
incredible. You know, I used to say this because we lived in kind of a small community. And I used to say, if I'm not looking at you, somebody else is. I kind of, with all the moms, we would say, you know, we were kind of moms across the board. Mm-hmm. I don't know is that how you are, Jennifer?
Absolutely. I always think if my child's doing something wrong, I want to say something to him and tell me.
Yeah. You know, you all help each other out. The same thing goes is that a lot of times somebody else's mom or, you know, your friend, they'll listen instead of listening to you. It's like, really, mom? I don't know. You know, where somebody else and they're like, really? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Funny?
I've been trying to tell you this.
Exactly.
Really. Yeah. And so I love it. It's really just, you know, having somebody else step up for your child.
Right. It's a lot of different roles that play into it. And honestly, everybody that's involved in the organization always comes back and says, you know, I'm getting so much more out of it than I expected.
I love it.
Are you a social worker?
I don't have a social work background, but a lot of the professional staff within Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County do have social work backgrounds. And so it's something that they're familiar with. They're able to answer a lot of those questions that a lot of our mentors have.
Danica, is it a huge commitment? How much time do you need to commit to in order to do this with someone?
In terms of time, we do ask for a commitment of a year. But within that year, it's a very natural commitment. We do ask for about 2 to 4 hours a week. But that's about the amount of time that you would spend, you know, go see a movie or go grab lunch. Just something that fits very easy into your schedule. And we let you make that schedule to work with the child.
And how do you get matched up with somebody that, you know, that would be appropriate?
The right match for you? Well, during the interview process, we really kind of go in depth. You know, what are your goals? What's your personality type? You know, what do you like to do on the weekends? We ask the kids the same sort of questions. And so we can kind of tell as we're going through that process, you know what, you would be really good with Jimmy, or, you know, you would be really good with Sue, you know, that sort of thing.
What a great, yeah. I love it. So tell us again about this day, Bags, Bling, and Bubbly, and all the great things that we're going to have here. But not only that, what is it going to go towards?
It's all coming back to Ventura County programs. Everything that we raise there stays local and supports our programs
here.
Love it. And so November 7th, we're going to be celebrating all of our auction items, our purses, our jewelry, our wine. We're also going to be having some special speakers. Christine Devine is going to be there. She's the KTTV Fox News anchor. She's going to be there speaking about her Wednesday's Child News segment, which really supports finding foster youth adoptive homes. And to date, she's found over 200 youth adoptive homes through this news segment.
Wow.
So we just want to thank her and
celebrate her
for that work. It's incredible. Makes such an impact across all of Southern California. We're going to be hearing from some bigs and some littles, and we're really excited to hear from them, some very stylish girls. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a really fun event.
Aww. That's great. So do the kids come to this too? Are they going to be up on stage talking about their stories?
This is just for the ladies, okay. But we are going to be focusing on a specific Big and Little Match who are going to be there.
I would love to bring them on. We are doing something which actually you're going to be talking about it, and that's one of our contributions,
oh,
right?
Oh, wonderful, yes.
Is bringing somebody on to talk about their special moment for Thanksgiving.
Oh, great.
And that's one of our auction items that we're going to be giving
exactly.
away. But not only that, I would love to invite some of the big and the little to talk about their Thanksgiving, something that they're thankful for that's really just brought them into the brighter side.
I can't wait to introduce you to them because you are just going to love these girls.
Thank you.
They're so fun. And they are also really involved in volunteering themselves.
Isn't that great?
And they've really learned that early on.
I mean, the littles are?
The littles, and especially specifically the big and the little that we're having at Bags, Bling, and Bubbly. The thing that they like to do together is whenever they always tell each other, you know, if we realize we're focusing too much on ourselves one day, the next day we meet, we're going to do something for someone else.
Wow.
I love that.
I am so excited to learn more about this. I can't wait. Again, give out the website.
Sure. Our website is bbsvc.org. That stands for Big Brothers Sisters Ventura County.
Well, thank you so much. I know we are at the end of our show. Really quick, just mention that.
I want to encourage anyone who's looking to get a jump start on their weight loss for 2015 to contact Reduce Medical Weight Control at 805-375-4150. And they are definitely have people on staff to help you and get through the rest of the year and start your weight loss goals for 2015.
There you go. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Danica, for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you very, very much,
Sherry, Jennifer, Tom, and all my listeners out there, let us end our show with a moment of happiness. Success means having the courage, the determination, and the will to become the person you believe that you were meant to be. With that, what a great show. It went by so fast. Everybody, do what you were meant to be and really reach out. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great week, and I'll talk to you next week.
Baubles, bangles, hear how they jing-jingling. Baubles, bangles, bright shiny beads, sparkles, spangles, your heart will sing, sing-a-ling-a.